Hello and welcome. This is Passionate Nutrition Radio, and I'm your host, Jennifer Adler. I've been a nutritionist for more than a decade, and I'm the founder of Passionate Nutrition, a nutrition practice with 6 locations throughout the greater Puget Sound area. Since beginning my practice, I've helped clients lower their cholesterol, help with depression, help support cancer, reverse diabetes, lose weight, and completely transform their lives with nutrition. Food is medicine, and on Passionate Nutrition Radio, we'll answer your nutrition questions and talk about what foods promote wellness and vitality. This is a call-in show, so please feel free to reach out to us at any time throughout the show. We welcome any and all of your questions and stories that you'd like to share. We'd love to hear from you. Our call-in number is 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW. That's 5569. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today we've dedicated our show to cocktails, wine, champagne, all of the fabulous spirits we like to sip while celebrating the holiday season. It's that wonderful time of the year when party invitations pour in and many of our evenings are spiked with hard cider, eggnog, champagne, you name it. And research indicates that on average we gain approximately 5 pounds over the holidays. And really, alcohol may be a star culprit. However, knowledge is power, and educating yourself means that you can minimize damage while maximizing enjoyment. So as all things in life, moderation is essential. Alcohol is not evil. It's used as a celebratory beverage. It's very traditional, and actually it dates back thousands of years. I mean, mead, which is a fermented honey wine, is believed to be the oldest alcoholic beverage, and cave paintings in South Africa show mead as part of ancient culture dating back at least 25,000 years ago. So most native cultures have used alcoholic beverages for pleasure and to elevate spirits. Now, some studies and cultures associate moderate alcohol consumption with health and longevity. So although the alcohol that's been consumed historically is really different from most of the alcohol we have today, so this tradition continues with our current celebrations, and as with most anything in life, problems arise with excess. So in this show, we're going to give you the inside scoop of what exactly happens in your body when we drink and share some helpful tips on how to enjoy holiday cocktails without carrying extra weight into the new year. We also have some tried and true hangover remedies that really work if you do overdo it in the coming weeks. Today, I'm excited to introduce Dr. Jennifer Lush and Dr. Robin Sinclair, two amazing naturopaths based in North Seattle. Both Dr. Lush and Dr. Sinclair practice at North Seattle Natural Medicine, and Dr. Lush and Dr. Sinclair were just recently named one of 2012's top doctors in Seattle Metropolitan Magazine. And you can learn more about Dr. Lush and Dr. Sinclair at northseattlenaturalmedicine.com. Welcome, Dr. Lush and Dr. Sinclair. It's great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming. So I invited you on the show today because I knew that you both can offer some brilliant insights on how to consume alcohol in a healthy way and offer up some great hangover remedies if and when we do overdo it. But before we dive in, can you tell our listeners a bit more about your approach to health and wellness and what you do at North Seattle Natural Medicine?
Sure. Basically, we're both naturopathic physicians, which means we hold degrees in holistic primary care medicine. At our clinic, we treat the entire family, children, adults, anything that basically brings you to a physician for regular care, you can consider us available, except that we'll use a bit more holistic medicine in our approach.
Mm-hmm. So what is the philosophy at North Seattle Natural Medicine?
We strive to help our patients optimize their health, treat, and prevent disease.
Okay. Great. And so what do naturopaths do? I know that a lot of our listeners probably aren't familiar with the term naturopath.
They should be.
I agree.
Get one. They're awesome.
A naturopathic physician is a doctorate level degree. We go to accredited naturopathic medical schools. Notably on the West Coast, we have Bastyr University in Kenmore and National College in Portland, Oregon. And it's a medical degree, meaning we hold medical licenses. We can practice medicine very much in the same way you think of with a primary care physician. We can order labs. We can order x-rays. We can prescribe both medications and herbal medicines. Where we differ a bit from conventional medical care is our holistic approach. We use a lot of nutrition, hence our relationship with Passionate Nutrition, We use herbal medicine. We have a very strong training in drug-herb interactions, which is very important these days. And we focus as much as we can on finding the cause to illness and treating that instead of just the symptoms.
That's great, the cause. It seems like what happens for so many people these days that it is more symptom relief versus looking at what is that deeper underlying condition.
Yeah.
So I agree, like with what Dr. Sinclair said, get a naturopath.
If you get one.
Once you get one, you won't go back. Okay. So Dr. Lesh, what do you tell your patients about alcohol consumption throughout the holidays? And even, I mean, other times besides the holidays?
Great question, Jennifer. Well, as we all know, alcohol plays a fairly decent role in holiday celebrating. And we all know the negative effects that alcohol can have on the body, physically and emotionally. So we, of course, our number one instruction is not to over imbibe if you can. With that said, that generally means perhaps having one glass of alcohol or one serving per every hour and trying to pace it. You know, there's really no reason a person needs to have more than two or three servings in a given night. That's usually maximum. And to keep it in check, and we have a lot of individual tips on ways to pace yourself, but I usually recommend to folks that before you have that next cocktail or next drink, to have a large glass of water and drink it slowly. And also drink your alcoholic beverage slowly. I'm not a big fan of taking shots, for example. you're not really enjoying it if you do that. So sip your water, sip your drink, and you'll find that you may not need as much as you think you did going into the party.
And are there any specific tips that you give patients on how and when to consume alcohol? I mean, are there things that we can do to be smarter about how we consume it?
Well, make sure you're at a safe place.
That's really good.
At a party with a ride home. generally, it's just eating, you know, eat first. If we start drinking and we're on an empty stomach, we're obviously going to become intoxicated faster and then our judgment goes out the window. Mm-hmm. So I really try to practice that before I even order the drink or with the drink, get a big glass of water. So I'm trying to do both. And then between drinks, have a big glass of water and get a little food in my stomach first. So that's very important.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Protein and fats actually, especially proteins, they help decrease the absorption rate of the alcohol into your system. So much in the same way that your parents told you to chew slowly and eat slowly with food, the same thing applies for alcohol. And if you eat protein along with it, the effects will be more subtle, which is ideally what we all want. It's nice to feel warm and happy, but you don't need the quick acting effects. Also, several things I recommend are being very well hydrated because it is a dehydrating process. Having enough sleep is very important so they're not extra stressors on your body. And also something people forget about is not to engage in alcoholic beverages when you're feeling anxious or depressed or sad, because in general it may heighten those feelings that night or the next day. So really it's something that you should be doing when you're in a happy mood, as I tell my patients.
Is that because alcohol is a depressant?
Yeah.
Yes, essentially it is. The receptors that it binds to in your brain can cause residual effects of a depressant the next day.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah.
I also like to do, if I am drinking, I try to mix my own cocktails if possible, and I like to mix it with chocolate coconut water because then you're getting a little electrolytes and hydration with your alcohol.
Oh, that's
so
a great idea.
You can bind the drink. clever drinking.
So do you find that you feel better the next day if
Absolutely.
You do that?
Absolutely. Yeah, and if I am going to a party, then I usually take a B-complex beforehand because then I'm helping with detoxification. So I'm kind of preparing that because when you get home, you may not remember to take the B-complex, but I always take it before bed too and then the next morning. So if I am going to an event, like I went to an event this week that was a wine pairing, and I knew over several hours I was probably going to be consuming some wine, I had me and my husband have a B-complex before, before we went to bed, and we tried to keep drinking waters throughout the night.
And you noticed a difference with that?
Well, I was still a little hungover the next day, And luckily, I work at a place where we could do B12 shots. And so the next day I had a B12 shot and that definitely helped.
And is there anything in particular that you look for with the B-complex?
Just really if it has more active cofactors. There's one that I really like by Pure Encapsulation, no affiliation. But it's just all the active cofactors. And so with B-complex, when we take vitamins, they're actually not active. Our body usually has enzymes to activate them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes our body doesn't activate them. So you can buy a B-complex that's all active forms of the B vitamins. So that in that way, you're taking the body need out of it and you're just giving it right what it needs.
And can just anybody buy pure encapsulation, or do they need to buy that through a practitioner?
I don't know. Some of the mm-hmm. stores here in Seattle, like Super Supplements and places mm-hmm. like that, I think carry them.
Okay.
Pharmaca.
Mm-hmm. Store.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And some of the things that points for us to think about with alcohol is that alcohol is predominantly a fermented carbohydrate. But unlike other types of carbohydrates in food that contain 4 calories per gram, there's 7 calories per gram of alcohol. So one of the issues with alcohol calories is that they're basically empty. You know, they're providing few nutrients. For example, 1 serving of eggnog contains 343 calories, which is 17% of the day's calories for a 2,000-calorie diet. And a hot toddy is about 200 calories, and that's without the whipped cream. Bailey's, Kahlua, Amaretto, Schnapps, they're all particularly dangerous, and they average about 100 calories an ounce. So if you're talking about 5 2-ounce drinks, this can add up to about 1,000 calories, which is more than a quarter pounder with cheese and a medium fries. So this is what can really lead to the 5-pound average of weight gain that many people have during the holidays.
Can I add something?
Please.
That was one of the things that I had some patients who loved the espresso martinis or chocolate martinis, and one of them did some research and found that they're about 1,100 calories per martini.
Per martini?
Per martini.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know where they found that information, and so that is what kind of drove me to create my my low-calorie martini, which is the chocolate coconut water with vodka and leaving the whipped cream and the chocolate swirl off. So you're still getting the taste of the drink. It tastes very similar, but calorie content's much lower.
So what do you put in it?
I do 1 shot of vodka. You can do coffee liqueur, or mm-hmm. I just found out there's a distillery in town that's going to be making coffee-infused vodka. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get the coffee flavor without the calories, which I think is genius. And then the Zico coconut water, I like that one. It's just got, it tastes like chocolate milk. Mm-hmm. And then ice, of course, like crushed ice. And then I'll put like toasted coconut on top to make it feel like it's got some fancy.
It's festive.
Yes, and less, you know, less calories than the whipped cream.
That's so great.
It's so yummy.
It sounds delicious.
Makes you feel like you have a treat without being high calorie.
Yeah. Now, it's time for us to take a quick break, but stay with us. And when we return, we'll dive into the anatomy of the cocktail and talk more about our favorite drinks.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop
in. So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
ice. My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
roar.
So
really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
hurry. Well, maybe just a half a drink
more. Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad.
Passionate Nutrition offers a whole food and whole person approach to your health and wellness. Whether you're struggling with extra weight, low energy, or just want to feel your absolute best, Jennifer Adler and her Passionate Nutrition team are trained to help you every step of the way, from cooking to nutrition counseling. Located in 6 locations throughout the greater Seattle area, Passionate Nutrition has an office that's close to you. Visit PassionateNutrition.com to learn more about the nutrition services they provide, or give them a call at 206-595-0376.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
I'm Christy Legale, inviting you to join me every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. on Living Humane, a program about living in harmony with animals and the environment. We'll discuss a variety of topics from pet adoption and wildlife protection to animal law and vegan lifestyles. Learn how easy and rewarding it can be to live humanely right here on Alternative Talk 1150. We'll be off this week, but we'll be back on Sunday, December 23rd at 2 p.m. with guest Khan Sloboshikov to talk about prairie dog language and Pete Keller, local Seattle blogger. So join us, won't you, on Living Humane.
Alternative Talk 1150 is on the interwebs. Dial us up at 1150kknw.com.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move.
At least I'm going to say that I...
Welcome back. You're listening to Passionate Nutrition Radio. I'm Jennifer Adler, your host and a nutritionist for more than a decade. I'm here with the lovely Dr. Lesh and Dr. Sinclair, and we're talking about alcohol consumption during the holidays and how and why alcohol can cause holiday weight gain. So research indicates that on average, we gain approximately 5 pounds over the holidays, and alcohol plays a big role in that weight gain. And many people don't actively think about this or realize it, but alcohol actually stimulates the appetite, which often causes us to eat more than planned. And this is why aperitifs are served before a meal. There was a 2002 Danish study that was published in the International Journal of Obesity and Related Metabolic Disorders, and it found that men that were told that they could eat as much as they wanted ate more when meals were served with alcohol rather than non-alcoholic drinks. Another big mistake people make is trying to save calories for a party by not eating enough during the day. This is a bad decision for a number of reasons. I mean, besides setting ourselves up for feeling more frazzled and cranky by the time we arrive to a party, we're hungry and primed for overindulgence, which can lead to guilt and a hangover. So before we get back to Dr. Lesh and Dr. Sinclair, we have a caller. We have Bruce that's calling from Seattle. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Passionate Nutrition Radio.
Hi, I'm calling because I have recently had a little heart episode this last weekend, and so I had my enzymes checked, and they said it wasn't a heart attack, but they said that it's possible that it's due to a long period of drinking, and I'm just, you know, I'm a wine drinker. I have a glass or two a night, and I have been dieting. I've lost 50 pounds recently.
Congratulations.
So, you know, thank you. But I noticed it makes me more of a lightweight. I mean, that sounds kind of funny, but I'm wondering if, you know, that has anything to do with it. I've never had anything like it. It was a, you know, my pulse went up to like 122, and it was kind of a scary event, but, you know, it turns out it was pretty much nothing. But, you know, they said it was a 45-year-old's heart, and not to sweat it too much, but, I'm wondering, you know, if the weight loss, and you know, I'm on a high protein, low carb diet, one of those, and I'm wondering if any of this has contributed to the fact that, you know, if indeed it is the alcohol that has caused this, you know, I like to drink whiskey. So,
Bruce, can I interrupt a little bit here?
Sure.
Hi, my name is Dr. Jennifer Lesh. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, Bruce, two things to start. One is that it sounds like you have some difficulties going on with your heart, and we want to make sure you go see a cardiologist to rule out things that could be contributing factors. But thank you for sharing your health history with us. What I heard from you say is two things that triggered a comment. One is that you're a red wine and whiskey drinker, and the other is the recent weight loss. So
yes.
With both of those topics, we definitely know that the darker the alcohol, dark beers, red wine, whiskey, bourbon, and actually tequila have a much higher level of impurities during fermentation. So those actually can cause your body to have to work harder to break down, which can make you feel lightheaded and almost hypoglycemic. Because what's interesting is alcohol intake causes symptoms of hypoglycemia or low blood sugar, not the opposite. Alcohol sugar is processed differently through your liver. So the first thing I'd recommend is that you switch over to a lighter type of alcoholic beverage if you're going to drink, and not that I'm recommending you do it with a heart murmur. White wines, clear liquors, things like that, light beers. The second thing is, with your recent weight loss, my guess is that you're eating quite a bit less. So we need to make sure that you eat hourly, especially high protein. And we prefer low-fat proteins for the most part in terms of lean proteins. So I think there could be a couple contributing factors there. But again, with the heart murmur issue, we really don't want to make any medical advice except to say make sure you see someone to follow up on that.
And also, Bruce, when we do drink, a lot of times a lot of our electrolytes are disturbed. And so people with cardiac sensitivities can have a decrease in magnesium. And and that can increase palpitations as well. And so, you know, that electrolyte imbalance for some, especially those on things like calcium channel blockers, can really exacerbate their condition.
So would you recommend I, like, take magnesium or, you know, or some you know, because I probably am deficient. I get nosebleeds easily and stuff. Ever since this diet, it's kind of crazy. But, I mean, you know, I'm not sad that I lost the weight, but I do like to have a glass of whiskey now and again. So,
well, one thing, you know, with the weight loss, definitely make sure that you are being seen by someone like Jennifer from Passionate Nutrition to make sure that you are replacing things. A lot of times when people go on diets, they take out a lot of bad things, but sometimes they can miss good nutrients as well. And alcohol will really amplify that. And so it sounds like you may be having some, you know, some nutritional imbalances that are being manifested as heart palpitations. And so that's something definitely consider. So make sure that you're doing it right as far as the diet and weight loss.
Okay, so I can just look you guys up and
absolutely
come in for a visit, maybe.
Absolutely, sounds great.
Yes,
take care and be good through the holidays.
Yes, yeah, thanks for calling, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you. Bye now.
Okay, so before we took Bruce's call, we were talking about how one of the big mistakes that people do is that they save up calories, you know, by not eating enough throughout the day, and then they show up at a party. So Dr. Sinclair and Dr. Lesh, do you have any tried and true tips that you recommend or use yourself?
I always go with a little bit of food in my stomach. Just because when you go to a party, you never know when the alcohol and the food is going to be served. Mm-hmm. And so inevitably, I'll always grab a snack. So I have an appetite, but I'm not hungry, because otherwise when you get there, cocktails are usually offered first. And a lot of times it's the sweets or the not very healthy things. And if you're drinking and then grabbing whatever's available, sometimes it's not the best choice. So I usually try to have a little bit of food on board.
Yep.
And
that's smart.
There's no shame to bringing your own snacks. You know, women, we have purses, we have pockets, little turkey jerky, something high protein that you can easily munch on. And one of my favorite things is actually using some herbal medicine. So, of course, those of you in radio land, don't use herbs per this show's recommendation unless you know what medications you're on and check with somebody. But there are a few herbs. Milk thistle is a popular common one, burdock root, and dandelion root. And all three of those can be taken the day of or the day before the event you're going to. And they'll actually help your liver prepare to break down the alcohol at a better rate and more efficiently that day.
So it's not just about taking care of our liver afterwards, it's actually getting it prepared.
Correct.
Okay. That's good to know, because a lot of times I think we don't think of that, you know, thinking of the pre-alcohol.
Right. We think about it when we feel horrible.
Exactly. So one of the things that comes up is what to do in that pre-cocktail hour. And so just like what Dr. Lesh and Dr. Sinclair have been saying, I mean, it's really start hours before the party begins. And the day of the party, drink plenty of fluids. And even when you're not thirsty, take a few sips. Because as they were mentioning, alcohol can cause dehydration and fatigue. Now, we've also talked about keeping your blood sugar steady. So as they've been saying, eat regularly throughout the day, especially an hour before the party. And saving up calories doesn't promote success, because alcohol doesn't satisfy hunger. You know, alcohol alone lowers our blood sugar levels, like what Dr. Sinclair was saying, which signals our brain that we're hungry. So have an appetizer with the first drink. And this helps avoid that 2 a.m. Taco Bell drive-through.
Fourth
None
meal.
Of us have done that.
Right. And, you know, I've found, too, that when I show up and I haven't ate enough, I mean, I'm so ravenous and I'm irritable and I'm just thinking about the food, and it's not a pretty sight.
Nope. And that's commonly when we'll sit there and drink more.
Right.
Because we're thinking, when's the food coming? I'm going to do something.
Well, and that's still a time to pace yourself. Glass of water, have your drink. Really, by the time you finish those two, it should be at least an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another thing is to choose alcohol calories sensibly. So ask for low-calorie mixers. A gin and tonic made with half a cup regular tonic has 93 calories, but when made with diet tonic has only 53. And if you compare this to a glass of wine, that's about 125 calories. Or you can spread out your wine into one or two spritzers. Or another option is to substitute an alcohol soft drink combination for a shot, not that we're necessarily fans of shots like we were saying, or a spirit and a low-calorie mixer, or choosing light beer at 95 calories per bottle over regular beer at 151. And having your glass refilled only when it's empty can help you keep track of how much you're drinking. And I think, the two of you have other alcoholic beverage concoctions that you put together that you want to share? I know you're the masters of this.
one thing, and this is no affiliation either, but there's a company called Skinny Girl Cocktails, which has nothing to do with the cookbook that sounds like a similar name. And the owner of that company, I've just read about it online a bit, and I've tried some of her products. Bethany Frankel, I think, is her name. She basically designed pre-made cocktails to have a pretty decent flavor, but low calorie and low sugar content, because there is an important component, like you were saying, Jennifer, with the sugars. And we know when you combine simple sugars or carbohydrates with alcohol, they actually move through your system at a much faster rate. And we don't want a fast movement through your system. We want a slow movement and an efficient breakdown. So the Skinny Girl cocktails are a nice way to try it. Also, if you're making things at home, really easy. We love alternative sugars. We love stevia, which is a plant that tastes sweet but doesn't actually spike your blood sugar. We love xylitol. So you can find these things at any grocery store these days, and you could make your own drink or bring it to a party, I suppose, in your pocket, like I'm suggesting with your snacks.
And
you could sweeten something with xylitol or stevia, for example, and it wouldn't have any calories, and it wouldn't spike your blood sugar as quickly as the traditional margarita or hot toddy that we use.
Yeah, the pre-made drinks are, you know, when you go to the store and you buy the margarita mix, if you ever read the ingredients in there, it's like corn syrup. They're so bad. And they're made to taste like juice, but they're not. And so generally when I go out, if I'm having a cocktail, I'll usually try to stick with what I know they can't get fake. Mm-hmm. And so I'll try to get like a vodka with orange juice, because I know orange juice is hard to really make it too fake, you know, or vodka cran. Mm-hmm. But, you know, once you put soda in there, things like that, or you get the fancy mixed cocktails, it's not so great. The other thing I recently kind of discovered is putting ginger syrup in my cocktails. It kind of gives it a yummy spice, and ginger is anti-inflammatory. So if you're putting some and a little bit of rum, even though rum's a dark-colored alcohol.
We get light rum.
But I like rum.
Is it Malibu rum light?
No, yeah. put some, there's another company that's doing like a ginger, like a syrup, but it's made from fresh root ginger. And ginger is anti-inflammatory, stimulates digestion, also gives a little bit of liver stimulation, but not in a bad way. And it makes the cocktail taste really yummy. So that's another favorite of mine.
Along those same lines, doing infusions, and I know this isn't giving tips for going out, but if you're making these yourselves, I recently did a rosemary infusion to vodka. It's as simple as putting fresh rosemary in a mason jar with some plain vodka and letting it sit for a week or two and then pouring it off. So you can do no sugars added. So you can use basil, rosemary. I love the idea of ginger.
Yeah. And coffee.
Coffee. Cinnamon vodka would work as well. So very simple, natural ingredients that are just giving it a flavor, but they're not adding the corn syrup or the fake sweeteners.
Oh, I love that. Thinking about adding the ginger syrup or the infusions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know one that I like to add as well is nettle. Mm-hmm. If you add stinging nettle, because then you get all that liver support at the same time. So along with the alcohol, the vodka, you're getting...
And the electrolytes. Nettles is so full of electrolytes, so you're getting that helps reduce some of the side effects. That's why I'm kind of like in the coconut water, mm-hmm. even though I'm not a fan of the taste of coconut water. But the chocolate one that's a winner.
Oh, that's great.
And I have to say, I was Dr. Sinclair's taster. And I totally agree. I had to taste.
You vouch for it?
Yes. I had to try one and then retry it again just to make sure.
I kept telling her it was really good. And she kept going, I don't like those kind of drinks. I'm like, trust me, really good.
Well, it's time to take a quick break and stay tuned. When we return, we'll share some more fascinating alcohol facts and offer up tips on how to enjoy your cocktails this holiday season without New Year regret and extra weight gain. And please feel free to call in with any questions throughout the show. Our call-in number is 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW. That's 5569. We'd love to hear from you. What are your favorite alcoholic beverages this time of year? We'll be right back.
Tell me who liked the eggnog. I know the culprit's here. Who brought the booze to the Christmas party this year? Tell me who spiked the eggnog. It smells like rum in here. Who snuck it in? We're gonna feel it tomorrow.
Passionate Nutrition offers a whole food and whole person approach to your health and wellness. Whether you're struggling with extra weight, low energy, or just want to feel your absolute best, Jennifer Adler and her Passionate Nutrition team are trained to help you every step of the way, from cooking to nutrition counseling. Located in 6 locations throughout the greater Seattle area, Passionate Nutrition has an office that's close to you. Visit PassionateNutrition.com to learn more about the nutrition services they provide or give them a call at 206-595-0376.
Every generation needs a voice, and on Mondays at 2 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150, Lewis Howard's show, Head of the House, is the voice for the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Head of the House brings education, insights, and information that brings health and healing to the challenges of managing your home, relationships, and your career. Tune in once, and you will be hooked. That's Head of the House every Monday at 2 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, I'm Susan Jacoby, your host with Conversations That Heal. Conversations That Heal is a show that opens conversations to give hope and heal our hearts. I am a motivational speaker, an author, and an advocate for survivors of childhood trauma. For more about me and Conversations That Heal, please visit our website, conversationsthatheal.com. And tune in every Tuesday at noon on Alternative Talk 1150 for Conversations That Heal.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Spike the eggnog. Tell me, who could it be? It's pretty good stuff. Who knows? It could have been me.
Welcome back. You're listening to Passionate Nutrition Radio. I'm Jennifer Adler, your host and a nutritionist for more than a decade. Today, I'm here with Dr. Lush and Dr. Sinclair, incredible naturopathic doctors at North Seattle Natural Medicine. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So another thing that seems like it can help is the type of alcohol that we choose, like meaning to choose high quality alcohol. Now, it may not produce the same hangover fatigue that low quality alcohol can. Like choosing organic or other consciously crafted alcohol can reduce the drain on our liver and metabolize more efficiently. Therefore, even though the calories are roughly the same, it may contribute to less weight gain. I mean, Dr. Lush and Dr. Sinclair, is that something that you see with people?
I see it as I get older.
What do you notice?
I think it's a good blessing that when you're younger and you can only afford the plastic bottle stuff, your metabolism's better and you don't have hangovers. But after you reach that 30 mark, it's like I finally realized that happy hour was for the 30 plus because you can go have a cocktail after work and then go home and sober up, go to bed, you're not hungover the next day. but I actually, reading about that with the top shelf alcohols, I never really realized that there was a benefit. I thought it was just to be fancy. Mm-hmm. But the more purified it is, then the less.
So there's a biochemical word. Let's see if we can say this right. It's congeners, C-O-N-G-E-N-E-R-S.
That sounds very smart. It's a good Scrabble word.
Yes. that is what they call the alcoholic impurities. And so those are more heavily filtered out of the top shelf beverages, as well as the light colored beverages contain less of those. So
So it is a plug for vodka, I guess. Mm-hmm. I always thought that vodka was not a fun drink. And then now as I get older, I realize that, yes, it is actually.
Would gin fall into that category, too?
Yes. Gin and vodka are actually the lowest on the list. We have a list typed up. The worst as far as the impurities, and again, this doesn't take into account brand name, but we can sort of say if we were just averaging it, the worst are tequila and brandy. Next is red wine, bourbon, dark rum and whiskey, scotches, light rum, white wine, gin, and finally vodkas at the lowest of the list.
Okay, so gin and vodka are the ones to look for. And I know I've had clients that have said that they'll go to Europe, for example, and drink so much more than they ever would here when they're in the U.S. and that they find that they feel so much better, that they don't have hangovers in the same way. And I'm wondering if it is a difference in the quality of the alcohol that they're consuming.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's true or not. It seems like in Europe that the alcohol quality is so much higher just generally than what we have.
They just look so cool when they drink it that much. Too.
That's probably it.
I've had people say that about their foods too, is that they can eat things, you know, in Europe, and that's a whole nother radio show.
Wow. Right. It's true.
Yeah. I think we would all agree it's most likely the what we're putting into the foods and the alcohol when we're processing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like a lot of the same things that we say about food, we could apply to alcohol as well, like looking for pure, less processed, you know, mm-hmm. higher quality. And it's interesting that culturally, I feel like we haven't made that connection in the same way we have with food.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And the sulfites, I know there's some regions of wine that going into a territory I know very little about, but some regions, they don't put sulfites in their wine. And so people who normally get really more hungover and really sick from the sulfites in wine, that they will drink, you know, one wine. They say, oh, I did fine with this one. And then they drink a high sulfite wine, and then they've got a, you know, migraine or feel worse the next day. Mm-hmm. So there are sulfite-free wines out there. So worth it, I think.
Right. Do you know where you can get them?
There's Frey Vineyards, I think, is one of them. They do organic wines, and I'm pretty sure they're sulfite-free. It's honestly, if I'm going to buy a bottle of wine, I usually just kind of look on the label, and they're usually pretty out there with mm-hmm. that they're sulfite free. So they advertise it because enough people get reactions to sulfites that mm-hmm. that they'll really advertise it.
And that might be a genetic issue as well. There is quite a bit of information on the genetics behind liver breakdown of alcohol. It involves sulfites. It involves something called histamine, which is an anti-inflammatory response. So there's some information that you may need about your own body before you make choices as well.
Right. Great. And another thing with alcohol is just to be kind to yourself and also realistic. I mean, deprivation is not the goal. I mean, that's not the goal when it comes to food. It's not the goal when it comes to alcohol. Just to relax and enjoy the festive spirit of the holidays in a knowledgeable way. And these few weeks, just keep in mind, we often get very stressed out about this holiday time. But these few weeks are just a snapshot in time. I mean, we have 365 days in a year. I mean, we're talking about a month of festivities. And it's not that we're having festivities every day either. So if we follow the 80-20 rule, so if we live healthfully 80% of the time, then the other 20% of the time, our body should be able to handle it, you know, where it doesn't completely break down. So we've talked a lot about how to set yourself up for success when cocktailing is on the agenda. So let's talk about what to do when you drink a bit more than you plan. So how can we heal ourselves after a night filled with drinking?
Well, I can answer to that as my husband had a party this week, a work party, and it was the wine pairing. And whenever there's something like that, you always end up drinking more because you're talking and you get distracted. And so you're not really walking around with one cocktail. Someone keeps coming around and refilling your drink. And so even though I was trying to be really good and to eat beforehand and to take my B-complex before and then, you know, before bed, I still woke up the next day with not feeling fantastic. And I had to go to work. And like I said before, I work at a really great place that we can do B12 shots on each other. And so, you know, the B12 shot definitely helped. And then I actually went and got a thing of coconut water. And so after I drank the coconut water, that really seemed to be the best thing. So a B12 shot is supposed to be a really good hangover cure. We joked actually at one point that we should go and set up shop in a bar at 2 a.m. closing time, sit there and have people drink their thing of water and then give them a B12 shot before they went home. But they also, you can do IV hydration, and that's what they do when people are severely dehydrated and have alcohol poisoning, is that you have to rehydrate. So you can have IV rehydration. Most clinics are not set up to do that kind of thing. That's more of an emergency room type thing. But you can also do IV Myers cocktail, which is a multivitamin. It's got some magnesium and calcium and B vitamins and some vitamin C. and selenium that help with the detoxification process. You know, our goal is to prevent, obviously, but overindulgence does occur. And so people, if they do need, they can call and get kind of a hangover cure Myers cocktail.
Please note there is no cocktail in the Myers cocktail.
There's no alcohol in a Myers cocktail. Yes. It's just an IV nutrient infusion, and it did get the name IV cocktail or a Myers cocktail.
And how long does that take? So if somebody comes in to get a IV cocktail?
It's about a half an hour for the push. So okay. It takes about a half an hour. Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard about something like this in Las Vegas. I was reading recently that there was a group of doctors that got a van. And they're the hangover doctors.
I just saw that online, too.
No way.
Yeah.
So they drive around, and so people, when they're really hungover, they bring them in the van. They have these recliner chairs, and they set them up with things like what you're talking about, like Myers cocktails and other things to help get them hydrated again.
See, we thought about that first. We thought about the B12 shot at the bar at closing time.
Some physicians cure cancer. Some give hangover remedies.
And in Vegas, that would definitely fly. People would go for that.
Foods, too. There are foods that one can emphasize the next day. Going along with what Dr. Robin said about the IV nutrients, you can do these in food form. So things that we call liver foods are foods that enhance the liver breakdown of the alcohol. Basically, your green leafy vegetables, anything that you can put in that category would help. Kale, chard, Brussels sprouts. Now, I know people say, well, it doesn't sound good the day after.
No, it doesn't.
So you can juice these things. You can also, one of my favorite things to recommend is to take these green leafy vegetables and chop them up very fine and small and mix them in an omelet and make an egg scramble out of it. So you'll get the nutrients and you'll get the protein with it.
You know, but it seems like after a night of drinking too much, there's this strong push for really fatty, heavy, like French fries and a milkshake. That's what sounds great. So why is that?
I always think it soaks up the alcohol, but I know that that's not true. I think it stimulates the liver. Anytime we eat fat, it helps stimulate bile production and helps stimulate the emptying of the liver. And so it is going to kind of push things through and help move it through a little bit.
Yeah, and the bilirubin, which comes from the gallbladder, essentially, and the liver working together, that will bind fats in an efficient way so you excrete them. So it's basically that craving is your body's natural mechanism of saying, we need to get these byproducts of the alcohol breakdown out of your liver and out of your body.
So actually having fat the day after could be a good thing?
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing.
Having a high fat?
Yes.
See, that's just our body's wisdom. You know, I think it's one of those times a lot of times people will feel so guilty because they say, oh gosh, last night I ate things I never should have eaten. I drank too much. And then look at me today having this French fries.
Right? Well, they can be a lean fat too. It doesn't have to necessarily be a high fat, although that always sounds better. But it can be, you know, turkey bacon versus bacon from a pig. Or if you're a vegan, you can, you know, do some things with beans and tofu. So.
Mm-hmm. And coffee is always the thing that people go for. With, you know, they're hungover and so they crawl out of bed and they're, you know, like coffee. And unfortunately, coffee and tea just dehydrate us further. And so it's going to worsen the hangover. And that's the hardest thing to remember is no coffee.
Oh, no. So when people are dragging the next day, the thing that they go for the most
coffee
is
except for the headache benefit.
I just hit on a touchy subject with Dr. Lush.
No, well, alcohol causes your blood vessels to expand, essentially. And so when that happens in your head, that is a headache. That's why we get headaches, that along with dehydration. So it doesn't have to be in coffee form. It can be in green tea form. It could be magnesium. It could be something alternative. But caffeine does allow the blood vessels to constrict, which helps with the headache.
That is, I guess, I think that's a vote for the coffee-infused vodka.
Just take care of it at once.
Yes. And that's, you know, one thing that both Dr. Lush and I have lived in cold climates that got to be a pretty big health concern is a lot of times people would drink a lot when it was really cold. And they'd feel warm because alcohol causes that vasodilation. And so they'd feel all nice and warm, but it actually lowers your body temperature. And you're more at risk for hypothermia with when you're drunk than if you're just normal. So so that can be a really big health concern. That was something that when I worked in the ski slopes, a lot of people like to drink when they're skiing, which seems really dangerous. And they feel like they're doing it because, you know, to keep them warm.
But it's the opposite.
It actually lowers your body temperature.
Good to know. That's why we have the doctors here today. So it's time to take a quick break. Stay tuned, and when we return, we'll share tips on more holiday cocktail tips. And as always, please feel free to call in with any questions at any time throughout the show. We'd love to hear from your own stories or tips for not overdoing it during the holidays. Our call-in number is 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW. That's 5569. We'll be right back.
Passionate Nutrition offers a whole food and whole person approach to your health and wellness. Whether you're struggling with extra weight, low energy, or just want to feel your absolute best, Jennifer Adler and her Passionate Nutrition team are trained to help you every step of the way, from cooking to nutrition counseling. Located in 6 locations throughout the greater Seattle area, Passionate Nutrition has an office that's close to you. Visit PassionateNutrition.com to learn more about the nutrition services they provide, or give them a call at 206-595-0376.
There's an exciting new Astrology Hour, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. with Deborah Silverman. Deborah's unique blend of psychology and astrology turns planetary language into plain English. Join us for an interactive hour that's guaranteed to give you personal insights in a fun and entertaining way. Tune in to Deborah Silverman Live. Whatever your life question, marriage, job, family, relocation, or just curiosity, call for a live reading Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and visit Deborah's website at DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com.
Wisdom Within is a new talk radio show featuring psychic medium and healer Lindsay Paul and animal intuitive and healer Shauna Fisher. From your lunch break to vacation, from your car to your kitchen, from despair to newfound awareness, join this enthusiastic duo as they fearlessly tap into the depths of wisdom and help you soar to new heights by answering your ultimate questions. Get your weekly dose of spirituality with a kick of reality rolled into 1 hour, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Get out of your head and tune into your soul.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank them pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called the doctor, woke him up, said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor,
to relieve his belly ache. I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? Welcome back. You're listening to Passionate Nutrition Radio. I'm Jennifer Adler, your host and a nutritionist for more than a decade. I'm here with Dr. Sinclair and Dr. Lesh. Today, wonderful naturopathic doctors based here in Seattle at North Seattle Natural Medicine. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's talk about other types of beverages that people can have. I know I had a client, Chris, and when she first came in, her blood sugar numbers were up in the 200s. I mean, she was sent by her doctor, and I mean, it was immediate, like, get this down. But one of the things is she dates somebody who is somehow in the alcohol industry.
Oh, no.
I know. So one of the things that she was really on the quest was to find a beverage that she can have that didn't spike her blood sugar. And so one of the things that she does is it's a blended frozen lemonade margarita. And she does one shot of tequila, juice of a half a large lemon, a half a teaspoon of orange extract, and she blends it with ice until it's smooth, and then she does a orange peel strip for garnish.
Nice.
Yeah. That
sounds delicious.
It sounds super delicious. I don't know. I'm not drawn to it this time of year because it's not cold. It sounds cold, but I think for in the summertime.
You could add ginger maybe.
The lime juice and the fresh ginger root or that ginger syrup and vodka. Actually, I did that recently. And it made a really nice, refreshing drink. It was kind of that, like, it was a little too, how can I say? It was too refreshing for winter. I want, like, a heartier drink in the wintertime. But it made for something that my husband and I went, ooh, yeah, for summer, this will be really nice. Mm-hmm.
That's great. And we have a caller. So we have Julie from Greenwood. Thank you for calling Passionate Nutrition Radio.
Hi. I have a question. it seems like every holiday people just plan on, you know, gaining 10 or 20 pounds. What's the best way to avoid that mindset, just knowing that you're going somewhere and you're going to eat fatty foods and cookies and candy around?
You know, Julie, thank you for calling. That's such a great question. And actually, we can share some tips now. And I also, if you go to our archive, if you go to Passionate Nutrition Radio, our last radio show that aired a week ago was 100% about this. So lots of tips. So you'll get an hour full of tips of how to not gain weight during the holidays. So just go to passionatenutrition.com and click on the radio archives. But I bet Dr. Sinclair and Dr. Lesh have some tips they'd love to share with you.
I'm a big fan of the eating before, and I feel maybe bad about doing that, but I always, before we go anywhere, I eat before, just because otherwise you're going to grab the, when you walk into a new place and they always have all these lovely tempting things out, that if I'm starving, I'm going to go and fill my face with it. If I've already eaten, then I'll go and make a little bit more responsible choices. Yeah, that's my trick.
And this is Dr. Lesh here. I take what Jennifer Adler says about the 80-20. So look at the 1 to 2 months ahead of the holiday season and give yourself maybe one day a week, maybe two at the most, where you can eat differently than you normally do. So I think one thing this time of year, people get into this cycle of eating everything that's out because they give themselves that excuse. But if you look at your calendar ahead and say, okay, this Friday is the company work party, I will have dessert at that party, but don't have it Monday through Thursday. Eat normally, increase your protein, and actually increase your exercise. Not only will it lift your mood, it'll help counteract the extra calories. And we also highly recommend getting a Happy Light. They're wonderful.
Absolutely.
And they will stimulate serotonin, which is often what drops this time of year, which makes us crave fattier and heavier carbohydrate foods. So if you try all those things, Julie, I think you'll be just fine.
Well, thanks for the tip.
Thank you, Julie, for calling.
Thank you.
And so, Dr. Sinclair and Dr. Lesh, what are we really suffering from when we're hungover?
Dehydration. That's the main thing.
Really?
Dehydration and inflammation. Because alcohol increases inflammation in our body, that it'll exacerbate any chronic condition that we have. And so for me, I have chronic neck pain that most times, because I eat right and I do yoga and see a chiropractor, that is really well maintained. But the next morning, if I've drank too much and not been good, I wake up and my neck is so inflamed, and then I'll have a headache and I feel horrible. And so it's that dehydration and inflammation. So because alcohol increases inflammation, people with any inflammatory disorders are going to feel worse after, which is why I like the addition of ginger, because ginger is a great anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. And so the more ginger that you can incorporate into your holiday season, it's a really great spice. And so ginger cookies, ginger ale, real ginger ale, and putting the ginger syrup in your cocktails and things like that can be really helpful. Ginger chews,
yep,
helps with that inflammation.
There's a couple other mechanisms too. Alcohol irritates the stomach lining, so that's something to consider. So a hangover, the nausea vomiting component, you need to do some soothing things for your stomach. I like aloe vera juice. Mm-hmm. That might sound odd, but it's a wonderful stomach tonic that you can drink a quick shot of the next day, and it'll calm things down. And then the blood vessel conversation we were having about alcohol dilating the blood vessels in your head. So another thing, too, we forgot to mention is sweating or saunas for getting some of the impurities out. Most of the alcohol will leave your body via the liver and its processes, but about 10% you can get rid of through perspiration and sweating. So,
and even breathing, like if you can still smell it on people's breath, it's because they can detoxify that way as well. So doing heavy breathing or deep breathing, not heavy breathing, deep breathing.
Another show.
Yeah.
It's
and
true.
One of the things that people will commonly do is they go for Tylenol after drinking, and Tylenol actually can inhibit some of the detoxification. So Tylenol puts a load on our liver. And so that can be a concern, as people will go for a headache remedy, and Tylenol seems to be one of the things they go for. Ibuprofen's better because it's more of an anti-inflammatory, and it's that inflammation that we're usually feeling and that blood vessel dilation that's causing the pain, as opposed to something that Tylenol can really address.
And how soon should people get sweating? Are you talking about the next day?
Oh, yes. Well, you have to be careful with dehydration. So you have to hydrate excessively and then you can sweat, do a sauna, do a steam room. But yes, the next day, the next evening, mm-hmm. just make sure that you double your water. That's what we want you to hydrate with, really. We don't want anything else. So double your water, triple your water intake, and go to the gym.
Yeah. And electrolytes. You know, the nice thing about sweating is that it usually increases your thirst.
Yeah.
So that's the upside, is then people will drink more water.
That's true.
I like the emergency packets are really nice. Just throw that into the water. A lot of times if I'm going out drinking, then I'll do like an emergency packet before, you know, just to give myself some electrolytes as well.
Yep. And miso soup. That's another alternative.
Mm. Yep. Miso. That's great. So Dr. Lesh and Dr. Sinclair, thank you so much for joining me today. And thanks for all of your amazing tips. It was so fun to have both of you on the show.
Thank you. We'll have to get together for cocktails.
I know. It seems like we should be having a cocktail right now.
I know.
We are
talking about all of this.
Well, we had a great time, Jennifer. And thank you so much for what you do and for organizing this show.
Well, thank you. And so if you want to find out more about Dr. Lesh and Dr. Sinclair, go to NorthSeattleNaturalMedicine.com. And please join us next week on Passionate Nutrition Radio. We'll be sharing our favorite food-related things. So for all of those last-minute gifts that you're looking for, we're going to discuss books, kitchen tools. It'll be Erin Dudley and myself, and we'll be talking about everything we know you'll love. And I know it'll be fun and informative show. And just so you know, we aren't being paid to share any of these favorite things, so you can trust that we'll be sharing things that we truly love and use ourselves. So to learn more about Passionate Nutrition, please visit us at PassionateNutrition.com or give us a call at 206-595-0376. Have a great week.
Most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Oh,
table vegetable.